Seed.
Okay. And what do you call the same thing if it's in a peach?
Seed.
What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
That's, you make pickle out of that.
Yeah.
Pickle peach.
And now, I think there are two kinds of peaches. There's one that sticks to the seed, and ones that the meat comes loose easily.
Uh-huh. Clear seed peach. Clear seed, the one that comes out quicker.
And the others would be pickle peach?
Pickle peach, what sticks to the meat. That's, make pickle out of that.
What are some beans that don't have to be shelled?
I know the name of them. Break them up and then got no seed.
Yeah, that's right.
You mean don't have to be shelled?
Don't have to be shelled, yeah.
Green beans?
Green beans, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what do you call beans that do have to be shelled? Or what are some kinds of beans that do have to be shelled?
Well, there's, you have to. Hello, boys and girls. Green beans. Kentucky one. Kentucky one, did you have to shell those?
Okay.
Uh-huh. Y'all come in, Sharon, and have to sit down.
Maybe
hello.
Step over.
And do you have a general term for beans that don't have to be shelled? Beans that do have to be shelled. I mean, do you have a general term like shelling beans?
We have beans to shell, some you don't have to shell.
Yeah. But do you have a particular term that covers all beans that do have to be shelled?
No, I don't.
Okay. What do you call the types of turnips or beans that can be eaten?
Greens.
What do you call corn that's simply shucked and cooked?
Roast ears.
Okay. What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel and it just runs along the ground?
The red.
No, this is a kind of, it's more like a squirrel than a rat. If they get about this big, I guess, sometimes. Little tiny things. And they sort of brown and they have a little black on them sometimes.
What is it, Bill? I don't know.
I really don't know if they live up here or not. I'm thinking of a ground squirrel or a granny or a chipmunk.
A groundhog is larger than that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Squirrel.
I guess they probably don't live up here.
I don't think they do.
Uh-huh. What's a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and smells bad?
Possum. Awesome.
A skunk, girl.
Skunk? We don't have those up here.
We
don't have no skunks up here. Do we?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I've heard of none. Bill must know something about them. I don't.
You seem to be speaking from personal experience.
He must know. I ain't never heard of none.
What do you call a little creature that's about that big around and it just hops along the ground?
Frog.
Frog.
Okay. And what would you call one that lives in the water? Or would that be the frog? Do you have a different name for the one that lives on the land from the one that lives in the water?
Not a frog and a land frog, I guess.
Okay. Bull frog and toad frog.
Yeah.
What do you call a small frog?
Call them tree frogs.
What do you call ordinary worms